Okay. Thanks, Renata. Thanks for everyone for attending this call today. We have the draft agenda, which is displayed in Adobe Connect. We'll try to go through all those items, particularly to prepare for Buenos Aires. The first agenda item is really to, I would say, to welcome and introduce the new co-chair, Yang-Um Lee. She's the co-chair from CCNSO. Jordan had to resign because he got too busy with the accountability cross-committee working group. We got Yang-Um Lee, maybe she can say some few words. Yang-Um?
Yang-Um, are you having difficulties? Have you dialed in through the Adigo Bridge? We can hear you typing.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, great, okay. Again, thanks, Rafiq. I'm glad to be here. I've been trying to follow what has been going on in this group, but I know Jordan has been doing a lot of work for this group, and I know I have a big shoes to try to fill. Thanks.
Rafiq?
I'm sorry with that. Thank you for... yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes. Can you hear me, Renata, or not?
Yes, we can hear you, Rafiq.
Thanks. Okay, so I think we can move to the next item, which is about the preparing. Yes, I was saying that... let's move to the next agenda item, which is for Buenos Aires meeting, and start to shape the agenda for the public session and also the one for the face-to-face session for the working group. So in Singapore meeting we had, I think, successful public session, and I think we have to keep that momentum. So if we can start by compiling some ideas or topics we want to discuss in Buenos Aires, and we think that they can be relevant to the community. And then for this time, the ICANN meeting this time, the working group will come after the public session, so we won't have really time to prepare during ICANN meeting, but we have to do the whole preparation prior. Okay, so let's start trying to get some topics, ideas here. What do you think we should achieve for Buenos Aires, and so on. Okay, I see that Judith and Lynn and the Q. Yes, Judith, please go ahead.
Hello, Judith.
While Judith try to fix the issue from her side, we can maybe move to Lynn and Bill, and then we can come back to Judith. Lynn, okay.
Thank you.
Can you speak up?
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to say that with the CSTD and the WISPA forum having concluded shortly before the meeting in Wayne Size, and of course looking forward to a number of other meetings inside of the year, having to do with business activities for IGF continuation, that I think that should be a piece of our agenda. But I also think it's really important that we find a way to put some issues in front of us.
Lynn, sorry, we have really hard time to Lynn?
Yes.
Sorry.
Okay.
I'm just sorry to interrupt you, but we really have a hard time to hear you. Can you please more?
Let me know if it's better, and if not, I'll just type it into the chat. Is it better now?
Yes, please go ahead. It's a little bit better. Yeah.
I was simply saying that given the fact that we will have just come to CSTD meeting and a WISPA forum shortly ahead of the ICANN Buenos Aires meeting, and then of course in the second part of the year we'll be looking forward to other WISPA events as well as various discussions on the continuation of the IGF. But I think there should be some substantive issues discussion. But I actually think we need to have those with the intent of driving a consultation, looking for input or position from the ICANN community, not simply a report out, but a way to get more active engagement on a couple of topical issues. I'm not sure what those are yet.
Yes, please.
With the CSTD and the
sharing the call.
I hope you can hear that.
Yes. Thanks, Lynn. Okay, so we can maybe now move to Bill, and then to Judith. Bill, please go ahead.
Hi, Rafiq. It's Marilyn. Judith and I have been trying to be heard. Can we get in the queue?
All right. Should I continue or should I wait? Can you hear me?
Yeah, please go ahead. She's in the queue, but she can speak after.
All right, fine. Hi, everybody. I was actually going to say something fairly similar to what I think I heard Lynn said, although I could barely hear her. There will have just been this whole set of activities in Geneva, some of which I think have potentially lasting consequences. In terms of the Internet governance agenda of the year and potentially beyond, with regard to the CSTD and the WISIS follow-up and all that, I think it would be useful to cover that because most people probably in the ICANN community are not following those issues very closely, and they are potentially significant. At the same time, the problem is, as Lynn says, it can't be simply a report out, and the challenge is how to get dialogue with an audience on a topic in which they're not closely linked in. So that's a challenge, and I think maybe what we could do would be perhaps in providing an agenda to list a few bullet points of key issues that are in play and maybe even have links to some materials. I don't know whether anybody would look at them or not, but it would be a pity to not talk about something important because not everybody's following it, but at the same time, we do have to have a baseline for people to engage. So this is the challenge. I know that we have, in the past, in some of these public IG sessions, talked a bit about, WISIS-related developments, and when it went to Q&A, it really was a fairly small group of hardcore insiders who play in both spaces who were commenting. So that's a challenge, how to get people who are coming from the broader domain name and address community to recognize, to see what is important and relevant to them and to engage in discussion. But I think we should do it, and I think we should also talk a bit about the IGF renewal in that context and what had been decided at least for the Brazil meeting at the recent MAG and so on. So that's so I'm basically agreeing with Lynn. Thanks.
Thanks, Keith. Okay, Judith, can you speak now?
Actually, it's Marilyn. Judith and I are together, so I had asked for the floor. Is that okay?
Yes, Marilyn, but just we have to say Judith was in the queue for a while and she couldn't.
Rafiq? Rafiq? Rafiq?
Yes?
I'm trying to explain this to you. Judith and I are together. Judith asked for the mic for me. Is it okay with you if I take the mic?
Okay. Yes. Okay.
Judith did not ask for the floor for herself. She asked for the floor for me. Are we okay on that?
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Well, that was not the question then. Okay, yes. Please go ahead.
Would you like me to have her send you an email and verify that I was the person who asked for the microphone this week? I'm happy to have her do that.
Honestly, not. But just please go ahead, Marlene. I'm just was seeing her raising her hand and try to get her in queue. But if it was just you, that's okay. I mean, but please go ahead.
Thank you. I support the idea that we should be focusing on a readout and making it relevant for ICANN stakeholders. And I think that if we marry the approach of this is what has happened in the May marathon, which is 4 weeks of meetings that have implications for ICANN activities and for the renewal of the IGF, but also have implications for how ICANN is viewed in the larger Internet governance ecosystem, and then turn our eyes to the road ahead from June through December, and again explain to ICANN stakeholders what the relevance of these meetings are to ICANN stakeholders. Notice that I am using the word ICANN stakeholders, not ICANN staff or ICANN board. ICANN board and staff, CEO, et cetera, should be working with the stakeholders, but I do think it's our job as the CCWGIG to provide that interpretation. So to Bill's point, and I think to Lynn's, we're not just reading out, we're also clarifying and providing information about how stakeholders may be able to get engaged. And I'm going to give a specific, for instance. During, on July 1 and again in October, there will be stakeholder consultations held in New York. Organized by the President, the General Assembly, and the two co-facilitators. Those are rough dates. There's likely to be an online consultation. So providing a heads up to ICANN stakeholders that these events are being thought about and will be announced shortly after June would be something that we could do that would be helpful. Now, we're, of course, coming into our meeting is probably right the week before the stakeholder consultation. But it still, I think, would be important for us to overview what the rest of the process will be, including the fact that there will be outreach provided through other fora by the two co-facilitators, where, again, ICANN is part of the discussion, but not all of the discussion. Thank you.
Okay. Any comment on this? Okay, so if I try to summarize what I got here from the different comments, is we try to kind of maybe report and update NBA about the CSDD, ITO Council, MAG, and Races Forum activities, and trying to to frame that to the ICANN community, which include many parts who are not aware about those activities. So, and if I understand correctly, Martin, she was also talking about preparing for December and UN General Assembly too. Ahead. Okay. Hope I didn't miss any comments. But it would be really helpful if you want to add something, or you think that that we can start with this and work on for the next week. Well, okay. Yes, that's a good start. This is for the public session. We have that plan. But what about the working group face-to-face session itself? I mean, what do you think we should cover as topics? I mean, it will be after the public session, so it cannot be really to be used for preparation, but. So what do you think it should be the main topic for that session? Yes, Bill?
I suggested in Singapore, and I think Marilyn didn't agree with me, so we can return to that perhaps. I think that if this is going to be a working group rather than a working party, and we're going to have some agenda of action that we're trying to engage in, trying to make at least some baseline statement as an input to the stakeholder consultations of the WSIS review might not be a bad thing to do. We did succeed in saying something for the Net Mondial meeting, and as long as we are sticking to the basic procedural aspects of support for multi-stakeholder participation and so on, rather than trying to get into specific substantive issues where we might disagree, it could be useful to consider developing some sort of statement. And if we will have just talked about the CSDD and WSIS Plus 10 in the public session, having a working face-to-face session that, building on that, tried to sit down and establish a process for saying something might be a useful activity. Otherwise, if we have no work agenda of even the basic level of saying, you know, we support a multi-stakeholder process and think it's effective and blah, 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 then one begins to wonder what all we are seeking to do as a group aside from periodic updates about developments in other fora, which, you know, we can do in the public session. So if we're going to have two sessions, I'd like to think one of them could maybe be working in some manner. And if we can move in that direction somehow, that would be really good from my standpoint. Thanks.
Thanks, Min. If we need some action, probably. Okay, so just maybe to be clear, we should draft or make statement for which fora?
I'm sorry, are you asking me which forum?
Yes, I'm just...
As Marilyn was just saying, there is supposed to be a stakeholder consultation process leading up to the UN General Assembly discussions, and they've never been terribly... I'm reading Marilyn's comments at the same time. Marilyn, you didn't disagree with strategic advice that I can. What I had suggested that... we might say something as an input to the WISIS forum in Singapore. You scowled at me rather publicly. But anyway, I think that would be a process. And for those who are following it closely, whether it's Marilyn or Vinny or Nigel and Eric's team, whoever is on top of the procedural aspect of how the UNGA process will be ramped up, they could provide us with guidance as to what kind of input inserted at what point would be viable. But certainly I would think that we could start by taking some of the things that we said for the NetMundial initiative as a base-like document and think about whether there's not stuff that we already agreed on that we couldn't boil down to a paid statement that would capture current sentiment, et cetera, and feed that into the process through whatever mechanism the UN is providing.
Thanks for clarification, Lynn. I think that's a good plan. But let's hear what others think. And I believe that Martin was raising her hand before. Marlon, you want to speak? Okay. Meantime, I think Yongun wanted to intervene. Yes, Yongun?
Thanks, Yatik. I think what Bill, I agree in general with what Marlon said and what Bill said, just said about trying to follow the UN succession. But I just looked, and I'm just curious. I was trying to follow the discussions, but in making those statements, do we have a general agreement or a consensus as to what the base sort of standpoint of this group is? For example, are we going to refer to the NetMDL outcome document or whatever, and any okay. So that's my question.
And Rafik, if I can be heard, I'll just make my comment very quickly, Marilyn.
Okay, Marlon, but it sounds that you have some echo, but anyway, please go ahead.
I was nominated to the CCWG by the business constituency. I'm not a free agent, and I need to consult with the business constituency. I think probably all of us need to consult with the parties that send us. Making a statement to an external body is different. The terms of reference that I understood we signed on to was providing advice to ICANN. If we're going to be providing statements to external bodies, I think we just need to have a process for understanding what that statement is. Is it a collection of individuals who are going to sign their individual names? ICANN staff participate in the CCWG. Of course, they are there to support us, but deciding we're going to be issuing external public statements, I think really changes, and I'm not saying we can't do it at all. I'm not objecting to the idea we're going to do it, but I think we just have to think through what our process is. And if we're saying we're a collection of individuals working on the CCWG, on IG, and that's our point of view, or we're actually doing what we did on our Net Mundial advice to the board and the staff, and that was to hold a town hall and to seek consensus. But we, again, were advising ICANN. We were not, and if you remember, we didn't have time to do a public consultation. We did a kind of a shortened approach to it. So if we decide as a group we're going to issue something that says that it is supported by the full ICANN community, it would have to go out for public comment.
Okay, thanks. And so thanks for Barb and be able for sharing, I think, the charter. Yes, Marilia.
Thanks, Rafik. This is Marilia speaking. I was just wondering, because now the movement by some civil society organizations to make contributions on two topics that I think are important. One of them is the modality for the video voting. How the member countries can ensure that the consultations and the voices of non-governmental actors can actually be heard during the process until December. And the other point is related to the focus and substance of what we will see in the documents after December. I mean, what are the new goals and the scope and the vision of a post-2015 information society? I don't know if there's a deadline for contributions or to try to influence the process somehow. Maybe Marilyn or Bill have more clarity about that. But I think that a concrete thing to discuss in Buenos Aires maybe is a contribution that would try to influence this process, both in terms of participation and in terms of vision, something that would be concrete and that the community would gather and rally around and have a direction, at least in terms of long-term goals, in order to participate in the meetings. Because sometimes I feel that this group here is either all the time trying to make sure that ICANN and staff and the board is accountable and transparent with what they're doing, but it's not all that we should be doing. We should be proposing things that are more positive and concrete, and maybe this will give an agenda to the community that will help them to make some sense in the several meetings that are going to take place from here until December. So if we can produce a document that sets the long-term vision, that sets a goal, that sets a spirit of what this community believes that the world after 2015, that the Internet ecosystem should look like, or the priorities or the goals, I think that should be something important. And we would kind of not have the feeling that we are being so reactive and preparing from one meeting to the other. When the meeting is around the corner, then we react. When the consultation is around the corner, then we send a couple of emails that people don't have opportunities to respond. So what I feel like here in this group, and maybe this year is an opportunity to do that, is this vision of long-term goals and where we are going and what we want to achieve. And I think that this community has a lot to contribute with this post-2015 vision. So maybe this is something that we can sit and discuss and align during Buenos Aires. Thank you, Rafi.
Thanks, Marilia. I think there are several interpretations, but the reference should be our charter and what is said about what we can do or we cannot. And at the end, even if we make statements, it should be approved by the chartering organization. So I don't really also understand this internal and external thing. I mean, we are trying to, it's not just to guide that kind of stuff on the board here, but also to help the community itself to make a position and work toward that, since we have a representation from the different group. So, but anyway, so I think this is up to you guys, and I think we have to continue the discussion in the mailing list too. Okay, any further comment here? Hey, since I saw you, see nobody want to intervene, I think this is the topic for discussion, the mailing list, so we can get more people commenting here. Commenting there. I do think we should, because time-wise, we should move to the next item. But anyway, before that, Yongun, you wanted to add something?
Make sense of what was just said. So in terms of this group trying to contribute to the UN process, my understanding is that Marilyn kind of made sure that we are correctly representing the group that we are supposed to be representing, so that means that we go back to our constituencies and we consult our constituencies and come back with whatever standpoint that our constituencies can support, but then we should discuss that basically during the Buenos Aires meeting, as Marilia suggested, and then we can move forward with whatever happens until December. Is that kind of generally a proper summary of what was being said?
Thanks, Yongun. So before moving to the next agenda item, any further comment here?
Rafi, it's Nigel Hickson. Can you hear me?
Yes, Nigel, can hear you.
Yes, good afternoon, good morning. Sorry, I was in a rather noisy place earlier. I just wanted to make two very brief points. On the public IG session, as Marilyn said, it's a busy week in Geneva. One thing we could mention in the public session, I would have thought, and get some dialogue is on the IGF itself. I know there's a lot of noise, but I know the mandate was mentioned, and of course the mandate will be discussed as part of the WISIS process. But I was just wondering if the IGF itself ought to be mentioned in some way. And I acknowledge this, that we don't want to just give information on these things, but on the other hand, the next ICANN meeting is not to the middle of October, and by then people's travel commitments will be solidified. So it's just a question of whether you might want to just say something on the IGF that could be useful. And just the other thing is the, although this could come out in discussion, the ITU in the ITU Council next month, or sorry, later this month, will be debating or will be deciding on the what sort of open public consultation there will be for the ITU Council workgroup on internet. So that might be worth mentioning as well. Thank you.
Thanks, Nigel, for this reminder. Okay. So let's move to the next item, which is about the CCWG input, one for the Oasis Forum workshop, and also maybe have some discussion how to participate more effectively in different process if we just come some learning about the Net Mondial Initiative consultation. But let's start with the Oasis Forum workshop. Maybe, Nigel, you can explain, just give an update about the submission and the topic and so on.
Well, I think others are probably more qualified than I am, Rafiq, but just to mention that after the discussion we had at the last meeting and after the dialogue on the emailing list promoted by Olivier primarily and Bill Drake, we put in a workshop proposal for the WISIS Forum. This is the Thursday afternoon slot at 16:45. I circulated to the list the outline, and essentially the topic is the sort of the IANA stewardship transition, discussing that not so much in substance, but again, as we're doing for the IGF, or as is proposed for the IGF, in terms of what it means for the multi-stakeholder process as an example of a multi-stakeholder process. And we probably need to do a bit more fleshing out on that, but the proposal's gone in, it's been accepted by the ITU, so we can obviously discuss exactly what we do. It's on the 28th of May, so we have a little time, but obviously completely in your hands. But yes, as Lynn said on the chat, it's not the substance. It's not the substance of the transition. It's the process itself. Thank you.
Thanks, Nigel. So maybe we can take comments here about this submission and how I think what we can learn from this and how we can maybe improve the process. So if in future how the CCWG can work more in this kind of submission and what we should do. Okay, I see more discussion in the chat, but nobody wants to intervene. Basically for now we had two submissions and we try to improve in terms that we got more time to work on them and to maybe try to participate in other fora here. I think we wanted to cover about the Net Mondial Initiative consultation. It's not about to support or not, but there was opportunity to make comments, and I think Peter shared with us in the mailing list his own comments. But the question here is how we can in future participate in such courses, what's the best way and what we need to do. Well, if there is no comment or question, I move to the next agenda item. In December, I'm trying to read your comments, guys, and the chat's a little bit hard, but okay. The next agenda item, it's about the CSDD plenary waste resolution and content 10-year review. I think that was proposed by Nigel. Maybe you can explain for this part.
Thank you, Rafi. Nigel Hickson. I mean, I'm happy to defer to a member of the working group. Really, I mean, Marilyn is going to go, and others are just as au fait with this issue than I am. But just to mention, the CSDD plenary kicks off on Monday, and as has been, I think, noted in the discussion earlier, the main task of the plenary is to agree a resolution on the WSIS sort of 10-year review, and the resolution would go to ECOSOC and then the United Nations General Assembly. So it's, I think, as Marilyn has mentioned and others, it's an important, it's quite important. And of course, I can't be an observer there, but I mean, obviously, there's many other people that participate and will be making input. I recently circulated earlier today just some brief remarks that happy to take comments on those. But no doubt other people will want to talk. Thank you.
Yes, thanks, Nathan, for sharing the the draft comment. So we would expect members to send their comments and to help in adding maybe to edit that draft. Do we have, I don't recall, but do we have a deadline for this?
Sorry, Rafi, Nigel here. Well, the discussion on WSIS sort of starts on Monday, but I guess the main session is on Tuesday. So, I perhaps will make an intervention for ICANN as an observer, but I'm not saying that I have a monopoly on this. Lots of other people will be there and more qualified than I am to speak. So it was just, if anyone's got any comments on that draft, I'd be, you know, obviously willing to take them. Other people, other staff might have comments as well. So I'm not trying to make this a formal process, but your hands, obviously. Thank you.
Thanks, Nigel. Okay. Any comments here? Well, I assume you often say most of you expressed your opinion already in the chat. I hope that there will be some coordination in the CSDD meeting. And yes, please offer your comments to the draft sent by Nigel. If there is no intervention, I think then we will have to cover quickly the last agenda item, which is more about the process. So we discussed it a few weeks ago about making an amendment to the charter, and we send that to the chartering organization. My understanding that the CNS and the LAC approved them. GNSO will discuss that in the next GNSO council call. Should be, I think, on the 21st of May. Maybe if we can decide quickly while we are waiting for the approval from the NSO, if we can start accepting open membership and participation. So you know, representatives and members can participate in the mailing list. Should we make it open membership as we try to amend the charter, or should we wait till the GNSO send its approval? Okay, I see many yes. I didn't hear any objection. I can assume that we can accept open membership. Okay. Bart, do you think that we should wait?
This is Bart. It is a twofold purpose, say the no objection of the chartering organization. First of all, it's normalizing the current membership of the working group. As you know, according to the charter, you will have members and observers. Now, you could allow people in as observers, but once, say, the GNSO has expressed its no objection, then everybody can participate in a way as working in the CWG or CCWG accountability. So even as of that moment, you can even open a call for participants if you want. So it's a bit on the brink of do you want to preempt the council decision, yes or no? But that's your call.
Thanks, Bart. What we tried here is that we have in several individuals on the list, and they are trying to participate in the discussion, but we have now moderation, and so that's quite a work for the staff, and I think we are trying to be inclusive here. I don't think there will be objection from the GNSO Council, but we are trying here to get the feedback from those in the call. But, well, if we can wait maybe for more 3 weeks, and while we can try to speed up the posting, but trying to get the feedback from the group, I didn't see any objection, so I would assume for now that we can open, but we can just confirm in the mailing list and give time to express any objection. Okay. Yes. We'll see. We are not making decision here. We're just trying to try the issue. Okay. We may end finish before the time. But any other business or topic that you want to raise or comment you want to add here? Yes, Maria.
Thanks, Rafik. I am not sure if people are interested, but since you have still a few minutes, maybe this would be a good opportunity to talk about the latest development regarding the Net Mundial initiative, but I'm not sure there is interest on that. Okay, I think that there is some support. So, taking into account these few minutes that we have, maybe you can complement. As you know, we had the first working meeting of the Coordinating Council of the Net Mundial Initiative in Stanford about a month ago.
It was a very good and productive meeting. It was devoted to developing the terms of reference for the initiative. We conducted a period of public consultation before that, and based on the contributions that people had and on the views of members of the council, I think that we have managed to put together a good first draft of the TOR that tries to lay ground for the work of the initiative. I think that there are some positive and useful roles that the initiative could play. It would be gathered around an online platform that would basically, and this is explained in a good manner in the TOR, to try to facilitate projects and new ideas that the community may have that they could place on the platform. The platform will be a hub to try to find partners, other interested parties, donors that could fund these projects and initiatives. The Net Mundial initiative would also be closely linked, and the main reference to it would be the document that has been produced by the Net Mundial meeting 1 year ago. So that document not only sets the vision for the Net Mundial initiative, but one of the roles of the Net Mundial initiative would be to serve as a platform to follow up and to understand how this document has been implemented, especially when it comes to principles, the principles section of the document. So we expect that Net Mundial Initiative would be able to produce some reports regarding the implementation of these principles to be discussed in spaces with the community, such as the IGF, for instance. It will also be a space to commission studies, to try to produce documents that would enhance the understanding about internet governance. So it's really a platform where actors and the community can gather together and try to foster collaboration and communication between different actors and to embody and facilitate and enhance the strength of this distributed model of internet governance that we have. I think that some concerns that the community has shared have been addressed by council members, such as the need for this initiative to be complementary and to enhance and to strengthen the IGF and work in cooperation with already existing organizations. This is something that I think that finally has been made clear in the terms of reference. The next step after the Stanford meeting has been to put the terms of reference in public consultation. So this public consultation closes today. Actually, so if you can go through the document, it's a 4-page document, it's not very long, and you can still make your comments, and the council is going to take those comments into consideration and improve the document. What we are doing right now in terms of work is to work in parallel in 3 working groups that have been created during the Stanford meeting. One of them is devoted to develop the operational rules for the Net Mundial initiative to create a document that would guide the functioning of the coordinating council of the secretariat, what are our roles and responsibilities, and we are working on that, and I think that this document will be finalized by next week. Another group is devoted to outreach activities and the production of information regarding the Net Mundial initiative. And the third group is devoted to developing criteria and to put together the platform in a way that we can receive projects and upload these projects on the platform so they can receive during our platform fully for that has been developed by Stefan Walhus from the New York University. It has been showcased as well in the recent JIPO call that happened this week, so they have explained this project, and I think that it is a very good project to try to make some sense and to classify and make accessible a lot of information that has been produced about internet governance issues, policy documents, academic papers, the network of vectors. So it's a very interesting platform, and if you go to the Net Mundial Initiative website, you can see a demo of this project that has been developed by Stefan Walhus and his team. So I think that that's it for now. I don't know if Bill has something to add. We are probably going to have another actually the first official meeting of the Coordinating Council. It will happen probably after Buenos Aires. Details are still being sorted out, but probably it will be right after Buenos Aires in South America, and taking into account that people will already be there for ICANN. So I think that's what I have news to share. I don't know if you can complement something. Thank you, Rafiq, and all.
Thanks, Olivia. Thanks for this brief. Any question or comment to Marilia? Yes, Bill.
Really summarized a lot very concisely and very quickly, so I think that was great. I would just point out for those who might be interested that I think the Net Mundial initiative will be sponsoring a reception for attendees at the IGF Open Consultation in Geneva on June 20th, where we will have an opportunity, I hope, informally for people who are interested in both efforts to chat, recognizing that in many cases those are the same humans. Yes, May 20th, Jen. Lynn, did I say June? May 20th. But in any event, the people who are involved in that Mundial initiative were very involved in the structure of the IGF too, and certainly see this as entirely complimentary. So that's that. And we're out of time. Thank you.
Yes, we are in time. Okay. Any comment, question, suggestion? Okay, we got a quite group today, Okay, I think it's time to adjourn the call and want to thank everybody for attending. We still have more work to do in the mailing list and to continue discussion. So thanks again and see you soon. Bye-bye.